You couldn't help but notice the passion in the voices of the 36 people who got up to speak at the hearing held at the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitors Center. One after another shared personal stories of their deep connection to the White Mountains National Recreation Area, developed over decades of hiking, skiing, hunting, fishing, and camping there with family and friends. Like Jenna Hertz, who talked about last month's ski trip.
It's really amazing that we have this place that's in our backyard, really close, and really inexpensive, and really rich, and that we can share it with so many people. It's really a gift, and it's something that I love about living here.
Craig Smith urged the Federal Bureau of Land Management officials to maintain the agency's existing policy that bans mining in the White Mountains to protect the sustainable outdoor recreation economy that thrives here because of the nearby attraction.
It's a beautiful place. It's an amazing place. And there's so many people making their livings up there, off the recreation. And there's people like people have already said here tonight that go there all the time, so many of us from this community. It's a community thing now.
All but three of the speakers urged the BLM to reject the proposed provision for hard rock mineral leasing in about 16% of the million-acre White Mountains National Recreation Area. The BLM doesn't favor mining in the recreation area, but the agency included the provision during a routine revision of the document that spells out the management plan for BLM lands in the eastern interior that include the recreation area. Rourke Williams says BLM should adopt the mining provision because it would allow for further exploration in the recreation area for rare earth elements, which are essential for manufacturing materials used in optics and high-tech devices.
Now, I don't want to see a big mine up there. I really don't. But I think we should find out what we've got before the discussion of closing those areas off permanently, because we all use these rare earth minerals in our everyday life.
But John Schauer says even exploring for rare earths would seriously impact the recreation area.
And when we talk about rare earth minerals, those are low concentration deposits, hard rock mine, and just the exploration, they're talking about some big impacts, not just helicopters, but pushing a road into the White Mountains rec area that doesn't exist today.
BLM officials say a final decision on the Area Resource Management Plan will be issued next year. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.